He's an investor concerned that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. A while back on National Geographic, there was what I thought was the best survival show out there, simply because there was none of this injected drama or anything. And it was coming to you from four gentlemen that were former Marines that had areas of expertise, but because they were Marines, they were very well-rounded. And their approach was quite novel compared to watching a show like the Doomsday Preppers or anything else. And that was called Apocalypse 101. And joining me from, I think, Maryland of all places, is known as Jimmy C. on the show. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing okay. Now, you were sort of pigeonholed as the close combat specialist, weren't you?
That's what they pigeonholed me as, yeah.
And that primarily has to do with you having a background in the martial arts and the fact that you're as big as, you know, small linebacker nowadays.
Yeah, you know, I think it's because also I have probably been punched in the face more than anybody else in the group. So
yes, but you're still good rooking. But. With what you guys were trained to do, when you, like, part of what you did besides having gear at Ford Survival Supply, which is a sponsor of the show now, I just haven't gotten the spot cut yet because we're still working on the script. Part of what you would do when you weren't selling apparatus was you would actually go out and get with these people who would, you would consult with them and show them what they could and couldn't do, right?
Yeah, that's a key function for us. It's actually, the consultation is actually a bigger part, or was a bigger part, than the store. The show made the store bigger, but the consultation and hands-on is the key focus, especially for me and a couple other guys in the group.
Well, there was Mark, and I always forget the other guy's name that wore the cowboy hat. What was his name?
Mike.
And he was considered, now, Mark was like the weapons guy, you're the close combat guy, and Mike was the
strategist more than anything.
Strategist.
Mike's a big brain. He's, you know, combat tested, you know, and he's seen it and done it, but, he is a very high level thinker.
Now, what you would do, and I think one thing that's, woefully neglected in self-defense today, especially with people that are going to carry a gun for self-defense, most of your self-defense is going to begin with a grapple of some sort, isn't it? Somebody's going to grab you, somebody's going to snatch your jacket or something, and you've got to be able to create space between you and somebody else if you're going to bring your weapon to bear, don't you?
Absolutely. Whether it's a gun, a knife, a strike, whatever it is, you know, they say the common distance, the most common distance in any altercation is less than 2 feet.
So you've got, in order to make that work, you've got to get apart from them.
Right. Well, power is generated at the end of any strike or, you know, distance with a weapon. You know, if you get jammed with a weapon, you know, Plaxico Burress is a perfect example. You're shooting yourself, you know, or you're injuring people around you that you care about and you're trying to protect. So, space is key. Proper mechanics is just as important, and what we call a dangerous mindset, because you're not thinking about what you're going to do. You know what you're going to do. You're thinking about the other person and their dangerous mindset, where they're going to try to inflict harm.
Now, what struck me about Jimmy C when I'd watch him on the show was that he did exactly what I call the evolved American martial artist would do, where if somebody was coming at him circular, he would go linear, and if it was vice versa, he would go vice versa. Is there a way for somebody to really ramp up with the proper instruction rapidly to where they don't have to train for years and years in the martial arts to be able to bring that effectively into the game if you're being assaulted?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, with the evolution of mixed martial arts, every kid and wannabe tough guy in the country is going to these gyms and they're training extensively. But one of the first things they're taught is footwork. And footwork is angular, lining out, you know, or cutting off a distance. And that's, you know, you're in your first 4, 6, 8 weeks of any good school. Now, there's a lot of guys who claim to be mixed martial arts professionals, but real good schools, they'll get your footwork going within the first 2 months.
Footwork is key, isn't it? I mean, that's how you create space. That's how you shorten space. Now, have you ever taken fencing? I've found that fencing is pretty good as far as footwork.
No, I never took fencing, but I admire it because the balance is unreal. I mean, the reaction time and the balance is outstanding.
What kind of strikes, if I were to come to you and I were to say, Jimmy, okay, I need to get somebody off of me quick. They've got a hold of my shirt. They've got a hold of my, jacket or something. What kind of strikes would you typically show me with somebody that's grabbing me that are going to work every time?
Well, I mean, it has to be soft targets, right? I mean, you look at throat, groin, eyes, temples, something that you can get a hold of quickly. Something that's often forgotten, though, is the first punch to the sternum. I mean, it only takes a couple pounds to disrupt your septum or your sternum as well as your diaphragm, you know, a couple pounds of pressure. So if you can just really jock somebody right below the heart quickly, that's going to create some space. It doesn't matter how big or strong they are. If you hit them properly, that's going to create space. Soft targets are the quickest way to do that.
When I was in training in the military, the instructor asked, who has any prior martial art or boxing training? And me being the idiot, I raised my hand, and that's exactly what he did to me, was a solar plexus shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really remember what he did. I remember looking up at him and going, heh, heh. So that does work. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right about that. You guys are still doing consultations, I take it. I know it's not on TV anymore, but I know you guys travel extensively.
Yes.
What is everybody looking for nowadays?
Everybody wants to be an AR gun bunny, you know. Everybody wants the latest and greatest and the small version optics and the quick set fixer-uppers on their AR systems. So, you know, Joel was fastidious and very detailed in getting the FFL for the company, and he's been doing a lot of that stuff. Really, when it comes down to consultation, it's, okay, well, I live here, and I'm going to defend this house. I don't plan on bugging out. How do I defend it? And still, to this day, I mean, people are sending Facebook requests and things like that. When are you guys coming back on? Found the common tips useful? Or, hey, I've got one way in, one way out of my apartment building. Help me out. So, you know, a lot of the emails and a lot of the questions or Facebook questions that come in are around protection. It really is. I'm going to stay in. I'm going to fight this thing through, and I need to protect my home.
Coming up on the first break, when we get back, I want to ask you about a couple of situational things that I know that you like. I've talked with Mark about the New York show you guys did, and
right.
you know, that was a very unique setup because you were dealing with two arguably absolute non-combatants in a place where they couldn't own a gun, and they want to try to run across the city. And we're going to talk about that when we get back and some other fun stuff as that goes. How does everybody find Forge Survival Supply? How would they find you to get consulted? Well, you hang on to that because the music's going to roll before you can get it all out. So we'll finish with that in the next segment. We'll be right back. My guest from Forge Survival Supply and Apocalypse 101, Jimmy C., talking about survival on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Jimmy C. from Apocalypse 101, Forge Survival Supply. It's really not fair to classify you as a close combat specialist, is it? I mean, you probably don't care how far away they are, do you?
No, absolutely not. if it's a threat, it's got to be dealt with.
You were making mention, before we get into a couple of specifics here, you were making mention of the AR gun bunnies. Do you think some people get a little too carried away with the, you know, the AR is sort of like a set of Legos? Do they get too carried away with accessorizing their AR?
I think way too carried away. I mean, you know, I get guilty of it. You know, I switch to the 5.56 and only shoot 308 for rifle. And, you know, with the AR-10 platform,
right,
you can still add the bipod. And, you know, you can have the heavy resistant foregrip and things like that, but you're only adding weight.
I guess when I look at when I was in the Army in the 1980s, we still had carry handles with steel sights.
Mm-hmm.
There were no accessories for them at the time. You know, I didn't even, you know, optics didn't exist. We must have been super soldiers in the 80s because we didn't even have plate carriers. We just dodged them. And I guess when you find an operator out there that's just got the weapon and maybe the pop-up sights because now they're all flat tops and that's it, that's pretty serious gunny there, isn't he? He's just wanting the facts, ma'am, and he just wants to run with that.
Yeah, you know, interesting story. I was just down in Texas last week, and I had taken an optic off of another rifle, and I zeroed it on my AR-10, and, you know, just doing some quick assault stuff and then doing some real shooting. And I took the optic off, and I went back to the pop-up sights, you know, used Magpul furniture, and it was like, oh, my gosh, what just happened? You know, it stuck me in the Twilight Zone, and then I just was so upset with myself that I got away from the core basics.
Yeah, I'm sort of glad I trained and learned on steel sights because now it doesn't matter that much to me to flip them up and go with them because that's home for me. I do have optics. Don't kid yourself. I've got EOTechs and aim points and all this other stuff, but backup sights don't bother me. They're not really backup sights.
And they shouldn't be, right? I mean, it was quick acquisition then, and even if it's a small aperture, it goes a long way, you know, really training with them. So I really, really am going to get back to that more often.
Yeah. Yeah, I, I'm not even going to go into that because you got to go here shortly. With some of the people you consult with, in a lot of cases, it's going to be different strokes for different folks. Somebody living out in the plains of Kansas has got to have a vastly different survival plan than somebody living in a high rise in Chicago, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And we tried to address that quite a bit.
Who do you think actually would be more safer from the outset?
Well, I mean, I think if you create distance from a population, you're safer. You also run the risk of, you know, food, water, and all these other things the further you get out. You know, those people I found are more apt to be able to deal with lack of electricity, and they're just tougher in some regards when it comes to being without, you know, all the conveniences. But then you get these city folks who just, you know, they walk around with bad attitude all day. They're pissed at everybody, and they can deal with the masses, and they're okay too. The best combination that actually we found is talking, and this is real, no BS, talking to gang members. These guys and gals, they duck from the cops all the time. They exclude themselves in major urban areas, and they exclude themselves into these small, tight pockets. And, you know, if it falls down, that's where I'm going. You know, I mean, if I have to bug out and have to get to the hills, it's one thing. If I'm stuck in a city, find a local gang, I'm getting jumped in, and I'm running with them.
I've often said that in a... I'm glad you said that because now that gives a little vindication. I've often said that in most of your cities, your gang members outnumber law enforcement. And if the government, for example, turns against you, I'm not so much worried about the government as I would be worried about the gangs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what you have to worry about, right? I mean, right now, look at the south side of Chicago. It's a killing field. And the cops, they gave up. Parts of D.C., that part where I live, and then, you know, out the west side where I have my other place, you know, it's a joke, man. The cops give up in certain areas because they know they're not going to win. Parts of Texas, completely overrun, lawless. So, you know, you got to be very careful. And when it all goes down, I think that's the first thing that's going to happen is you're not going to be reporting to cops. You know, there isn't going to be any martial law unless the military gets involved. So...
I mean, you're a former military, you're a Marine, so you're former military. I'm going to go by former military, too, but I was in the Army. Do you honestly believe the military gets involved in martial law?
Depends. depends on what's at risk, right? If you're talking about natural resources and the wealthy people having access to their fortune, mm-hmm. And their privacy, I believe so. Right? It just takes the right senator to get called. But for the average person, no, not at all. It won't matter. That's personal, obviously, but, you know, like we always said, you know, Sparta was separate from the rest of Greece for a reason. And they didn't, right. They didn't trust that people would come to their aid, so they learned how to fight and draw on their own.
Roger that. Of the people that you guys have ever trained when you and Mark went to New York, you know, I don't even really have time to get into that now. Because I know you've got to go. Real quick,
I got a couple minutes because that is a fun story.
Okay, so you can stay through this next break and we can finish this story.
Yeah.
Okay. When you and Mark went to New York to consult, you were consulting with a gay couple. Neither one of these guys were exactly what I would call combatants at all. They were in a high rise. They're in a place where they have to improvise weapons. There's no readily available weapons for them. And not only did they wanted to bug out, they were going to do it on foot across the city of New York.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sort of like that movie The Warriors, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome, actually, because they really had no clue what they were going to do. They had no means of real transportation. They don't own a car, obviously, in a big city. And they both felt more comfortable getting to the water and trying to make it to Jersey. And we said, okay, well, there's only one way, but you're going to have to learn how to giddy up when somebody comes to take your stuff. And he had one man was a professional dancer. He was a professional dancer. He danced at the Met, you know, these big, huge, beautiful shows. And the other gentleman was a nurse. And, you know, light as a feather. But I'll tell you what, when they felt threatened, I don't know if you watched that episode.
I did.
The most effeminate male I've ever come across in my life literally uncorked a Louisville Slugger and almost took Mike's head clean off. And this was not TV show BS. I jumped in because I was like, and the producer held me back because I thought he was going to uncork Mike's head.
We're coming up on the next break, but I'm going to frame that what you're describing for them, and give them the context in which that happened. But what I liked about that is you helped them discover something in a matter of days inside them by the way you consulted with them and trained them that they didn't know they had. And you guys came away from that one feeling pretty good, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, same thing as the Marine Corps did for me. You know, I was a spoiled 17-year-old kid and never fired a rifle. But you step on those yellow footprints, something else comes out inside. It's all what you want.
There you go. Hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
Back on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you ever had the, and I think it's on Netflix, because that's where I saw it, because it had, Sandy Hook had already happened. Apocalypse 101 was a victim of the knee-jerk reaction after Sandy Hook, although you guys are about to get it back online, I think. But joining me from Apocalypse 101 and Ford Survival Supply is Jimmy C. And we're about to talk real quick about this excursion that he and Mark Puhale took to New York to train true non-combatants that turned out to be sort of, at the right moment, almost major league combat demons, didn't they?
Yeah, they got after it for sure.
Let's start from the beginning. You guys assessed the area and looked around everything, and then you went and met them, and you helped them fashion some weapons because, you know, New York City, not exactly the nunchuck capital of the world. You made them some Escape from New York baseball bats, didn't you?
Absolutely. That was the impetus right there.
Pretty simple to do. You just bought some 9-inch nails, literally, and pounded them through some bats and said, "There you go."
Yeah, you pounded it. You know, you get the pilot hole ripped, you know, drilled real quick or fashioned out, and then you just wrap them through.
The problem with these guys is that these guys, you also took them, you personally took them, and you got them tuned up a little bit into the finer points of hand-to-hand combat. And the older gentleman, he just wanted to go for it, didn't he?
Yep. I mean, he saw something he desperately cared about being attacked.
Yeah.
So, you know, something came out that was, you know, impassioned him enough to stand up.
So you guys are going to do the dry run, and you've got them all loaded up. Now they're going to carry their own rubber boat and all the gear they need to carry besides the rubber boat on their backs, in addition to their weapons, in addition to running around in New York and trying to be situationally aware 360 degrees. And then you guys put them in a kill box, didn't you?
On purpose, yeah.
On purpose. And this guy in a kill box, what I'm talking about, they put these guys in a real short tunnel. And it was dark. There was no illumination. And all of a sudden, unscripted, one of their colleagues comes running out in a ski mask and jumps on one of them. And those boys went to town on him. They were trying their best to go to town on him.
Mike got split open, actually, underneath the mask. And, yeah, he got busted open.
Yep. They didn't look to you and say, Jimmy, what do I do? Mark, what now? They just went to it, didn't they?
Not one time. There was no TV magic in this either, because Mark and I weren't told Mike was doing this. So, you know, everybody knows this was not TV magic. This was something that they pulled Mike aside on and said, here you go. And I didn't know Mike was doing this. And when Daniel literally turned with this Louisville Slugger, I walked forward, you know, thinking instructor hat here. I walked forward, kind of keep an eye on it or to at least range him in. And I got pulled by the back of my shirt. He's like, no, let it go. And Mike almost got unloaded on with full swing the Louisville Slugger.
And when it was all over and done with, they just picked up their stuff and kept on running, didn't they?
Yeah. Mike, and the funny thing is the crew, you know, they were running with us, and the lead camera said, hey, should we cut and regroup? And the producer said, no, they're gassed. Let them show what it – and I kept saying, no, push. Because that's adrenaline, right? You need to use it when you can,
right?
Because you're going to have an eventual dump out, and you're going to be, aka battle fatigue. You're going to fall down. So had them push through with the adrenaline rush, and sure enough, when we caught up down close to the water, you saw these guys just completely deplete. You know, to some degree, Mark and I did too, because we were fired up from that little altercation. You know, so it was awesome. It was great to see.
And then they pumped up their boat and got in the boat, and they even knew how to paddle in perfect coordination, and they were going.
Yeah, Mark is, he's a water guru, this cat. I mean, so he told him, when you get in the boat, here's how you have to paddle, or you guys are going over, you know, in the Hudson. So he worked with them on that, and they listened. There was no coaching, and there was no cutting or stopping. They pumped up the boat. We got it to where we thought it was water-worthy. And they jumped in, and they, no instruction. They got in, and they followed, and they did what they were supposed to.
Those two guys went completely against stereotype, didn't they?
Like 180. Can't even believe it. And to this day, we still stay in touch. The funny thing is, they've got almost 6 months of full water backed up. They've got rice, beans. They've got everything we told them to do. They cleaned out their closet full of the femme regalia, and they're prepping. They're truly getting ready. And Daniel has lost like 35 or 40 pounds.
Daniel was the elder. Daniel was the rotund elderly gentleman, and he was also the main demon, wasn't he?
Not even that old. He's like 38 or 40. So he wasn't even that old. But he was extremely overweight, didn't take care of himself. Now he looks like a different guy. Looks like he dropped 10 years off of his life. And he's apparently a workout freak.
What I found funny about that when I was watching the show, I used to read everything Bruce Lee wrote. And Bruce Lee's dream student would have been a dancer, a ballet dancer, because of their flexibility and body control. And you guys had one, but he wasn't the one that wanted to get in there and mix it up as much as the older, out-of-shape guy was.
That's right. Yeah,
he just had that mindset ingrained in him, didn't he?
He did, but the dancer actually had this coach or he was a very good coach. You know, he was very encouraging because he had that control. He had that discipline, and he was forcing Daniel to go past his paces much more than we were. So he had that control because he had the mindset. And from what I understand, what he does is pretty rigorous. I mean, they burn 3,000-4,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
So, kudos to them.
that kind of scenario in which they were in the high rise in a big urban area, that is the nightmare scenario for somebody trying to survive in.
Gave me hives. Yeah. I mean, in one instance, if you're on the top and you're in a fire, you know what's going down. But if you were going to stay and you're worried about people coming up, you know, it's automatic kill zone. So it depends on your scenario, because then we went and visited with a young lady, Lexa, who she's like, look, I'm going to stay. My boyfriend's a cop in a different borough, but here's what I plan on doing. And we created the kill box for her. Said, look, here's how you cover your ins and your outs. Here's your ingress and egress. Here's your light discipline. Here's how you cook your food, this, that, and the other thing. And she was ready. She knew if somebody was coming down the hall, this is where they're going to get it. This is where I'm going to attack. This is where I'm going to sit and fight. I mean, it was, you have scenarios in both cases.
I know you got to take off real here. Well, I mean, like in a matter of minutes. So real quick, if somebody wanted you and Mark and Mike to show up and preferably not to have one of you laid open, how would they find you guys and set that up?
Yeah, thanks for that. ForgeSurvivalSupply.com. And we also have an information site. We're not just out here trying to tell everybody we sell this, we sell that like everybody else. So if you go to SurvivalCache.com, that's not only leads to the gear site, but it gives you information on all the articles we did, scenes from the show that people wanted to see again, and our instructional videos on gear that we test out, as well as food prep and those types of things, basic at-home preparation items. So we really look to help people. So if you go to either site, ForgeSurvivalSupply.com or Survival Cache, we're here to help.
Roger that. We will do this again. Later on this year, I want to get together with the Forge Survival Supply guys. Hopefully I'll lose a little bit of weight and I won't be looked upon as, the older, out-of-weight guy. But
well, you come out to the store out in Colorado, man, anytime at altitude, you'll burn it quick. But, we're happy to support the show. We really appreciate the message that you carry, and we're looking forward to getting together with you.
Very good. Give my regards to Mike and tell Joel to answer my phone call so I can get this kicked.
just yelled at him yesterday, so you should be hearing him today.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. You stay safe, and we will circle back and do that when you got a little more time.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, sir. Jimmy, I'm not afraid of most people, and that's probably foolhardy because I'm 53 years old. I got high blood pressure. I don't shave my head because it's a fashion statement. It's the only haircut that's available to me today. But having said that, I'm not afraid of too many people. And with Jimmy C, I would probably point over high over his shoulder and say, look, elephant, and break his shin and run. Screaming. Big, capable former Marine. When we get back, coming up on the last break of the day, when we get back, in Illinois, they are revoking the first of the concealed carry permits that have been given out. We're going to talk about the idiot that thought he had a permit to be an idiot. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load as we get ready to go away. Illinois finally issuing concealed carry permits. Somebody forgot to tell somebody that that was a permit to be an idiot with a gun. It's not a license to act like an idiot. 54-year-old Northwest Side man my age, who allegedly pulled a gun during a property dispute, is the first concealed carry permit holder arrested in Chicago. William P. O'Connell of the 7200 block of North Oleander Avenue lost his permit as a result of the arrest, said a spokeswoman for the Illinois State Police. In January, a new state law kicked in allowing people to carry concealed weapons as long as they have a permit. Mr. O'Connell was a landlord, and he had a dispute with a renter over rent money with a 52-year-old man. And Mr. O'Connell allegedly pointed a gun at the man and threatened to shoot him. Police said the victim and a woman both identified O'Connell, who admitted hiding his gun. O'Connell took officers to a vacant apartment where they recovered a .38 caliber revolver, police said. O'Connell has been arrested on a misdemeanor charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon instead of a felony, which is sort of interesting if that's the charge in violently anti-gun Chicago. uh,
people, good people of Illinois, hear me. Your weapon that you get to carry, that you are finally able to carry after jumping through so many flaming hoops and putting up with so much minutia, is you don't go to that gun if somebody stays in the lotto ticket line too long and you can't pay for your Coke. You don't go to the gun if they cut you off for your favorite parking space at Costco. Going for the gun is a desperate thing, and it's only reserved for desperate situations. Avoid pulling your gun at all costs, because every time you do it, whether you're right or wrong, there's a possibility of very serious ramifications and consequences. It is not an idiot permit. I talked yesterday about the new 90% poll where they've taken it down to only 77% of all Americans are looking for more gun control, more gun restriction. Well, there's another poll that just came out. This one, Rasmussen. I'm not exactly, you know, I don't, every time Rasmussen puts out a poll, I don't sit back and say, well, that's got to be 100%. But that poll found that only 40% of likely U.S. voters believe that the United States needs stricter gun control laws. And that, they did one last May, and that's a 9-point drop. They further found that 53% do not think the country needs tougher gun control laws, the highest level of opposition in over 2 years. This mirrors a January Gallup poll that showed the percentage of Americans favoring stricter gun laws fell 7 points in 2014 from 38 to 31%. The country's overall dissatisfaction with U.S. gun laws and policies has increased to 55% this year, up from 51% in 2013. This increase stemmed largely, and I must fall into this, from the 16% of Americans who say that gun laws are too strict, more than triple the 5% recorded by Gallup last year. I knew another poll would come from them where this is why they want to fund gun violence research, because they're going to try to manufacture a study that shows that more guns equal more violence. And to a degree, in the case of Detroit, it has equaled more violence, justifiable violence. Somebody comes walking up on you, and they want to take what you've got, and they're going to have to hurt you, and they know they're going to have to hurt you to get what you've got. You are within your rights anywhere, according to the laws of nature, to clean their clock, however you do it. Finally, in West Virginia, they have a law where if there's a Freedom of Information Act request out there, whoever it's requested of, whoever's holding these public records, is bound by law to grant the request for the publicly available information. And in West Virginia, a sheriff there has decided to defy the law, because he's refused to release the names of gun permit holders to two local newspaper companies. Sheriff Patrick Butler has decided to defy the law after the Intelligencer and the Wheeling News Register filed a request for a list of names and information of concealed carry weapon permit holders. Sheriff Butler, rather than allowing the newspapers to take these names and publish them, as other newspapers have done, he went to Facebook to explain why he refused to comply. Sheriff Butler has denied this request as he feels the release of this information is a violation of privacy, as well as compromises of the safety of our residents. Sheriff Butler believes that the CCW permit holders have a right to know that there has been a request for this information to be made public. He also told local media station WTOV Channel 9, "First of all, I think it's an invasion of privacy. I think it's a dangerous precedent to set to let people all over the Ohio Valley know who has permits and who doesn't. If you see someone's name in the paper that has a gun and they go on vacation, there's a good chance they'll have guns in their house. If their name isn't in the paper, meaning they don't have a weapon, well, I think burglars would target that area because they'd get less resistance. I believe it's been ruled it's public record, but I'm going to disagree with that until the day I'm out of office. Many Facebook users and gun owners show their support for the sheriff, saying the newspaper company should be run out of town. Mike Meyer, not Austin Powers, but the editor of the Intelligencer and Wheeling News Register, recently told Columbia Journalism Review, "I don't plan to leave town." Obviously, you're on a slippery slope situation if a sheriff can unilaterally deny a request for that type of public record. What kind of record is he likely to deny next? Sheriff Butler countered, "I may end up in jail. We're prepared to fight it all the way." I asked this question, okay? And now, in South Carolina, the permit data is maintained by the state law enforcement division, and it is not made public. So I don't have to be concerned about that, but I'll tell anybody who wants to hear. Listen to me right now. I have a concealed carry permit. I carry a variety of guns. All of them go bang. All of them shoot bullets. To what end is it constructive to take these names and publish them? Most of the people around them probably already know it anyway. I'm not going to get out there and go, "This is just mean-spirited." But it is not constructive. The beauty of concealed carry is the specter of not knowing who has them. You're not going to be attacked in most cases, unless you're romantically involved, by a friend. It's going to be a stranger. That's the way it is with these aggravated robberies and assaults. So why put that out there? And I suppose with those records are going to be their names and addresses and everything too. And it's just counterproductive to do that. This guy that wants to do it, this in the name of the public disclosure, he's putting them in the same spotlight as you find sex offenders. Sex offenders. And they haven't broken any law. Salute to Sheriff Pat Butler, Ohio County, West Virginia. We're going to do this again in about 21 hours, yeah? And until then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.